John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Our text is verse 6. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is God's holy and infallible word. Beloved in the Lord, we want to look today at verse 6, very well-known words where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And as we look at this, this is a text that speaks of following Jesus, knowing the way, or going the way, knowing the truth, and growing in the life that is found in Jesus Christ. While they're very familiar words, what exactly do they mean? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, let's begin with the way. Where does he lead us? Jesus leads us on the path from where? Total ruin to the Father's house. Remember earlier in verse 1, he said, I am preparing a way for, or preparing mansions for you in my house. In my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so. And then he says, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you there. Where? In the Father's house. There's a great contrast between our situation in sin and the Father's house. And the way that he leads us is the way to the Father's house. We are led from sin into the home and into the family of God. We are born in sin. That's what Scripture teaches us. We come into this world under the guilt of sin and its corruption. In fact, the Bible says clearly in so many different places, we are all sinners in the sight of God. Now, a lot of people just hope that they'll be able to live their life. And at the end of the life, and at the end of their life, you'll hear a lot of people say, well, I hope that God is there. Or I hope that God is good. Or I hope that God will accept me. Hope in some kind of merciful God is really not something that is going to get us through life. Hope in our imagination of who God is and that God might be there when we die is not going to be a hope that we can rest in. We need the hope that the Bible gives to sinners, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ, who says, I am the way. The way where? The way to God, to the Father's house, into the Father's presence. And that way is revealed in Jesus Christ. And as you go through the Scripture, in particular in the Gospels, you will find that in the Gospels, it tells us that Jesus Christ came into this world, the Son of God, to be the Savior of sinners, to satisfy the justice of God. He is the way to the Father. Jesus therefore says, I am the way. He is the only way. God didn't send more than one. He didn't send any other one. He sent his Son. He became a man. He was born into covenant union with his people so that he might bear their sin, take their guilt and their shame, and die in their place. Jesus is the way from sin to the Father. Jesus is the way to God's throne. He has come all the way down to sinners. He has come into this world, and nothing else will do. Now, we would like to manufacture a ladder of our own and climb up to God, but every attempt that we make will fail. During the time of the Reformation, that great truth was recognized. Luther himself especially preached the theology of the cross, the way to God. But I would remind you that when Luther preached the theology of the cross, he was preaching him, that is Christ, as the only way to the Father. And as a result of that, Roman Catholic theology was simply destroyed. Because when Luther preached the theology of the cross and the theology of Christ, he preached him as the way to God, the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way to the Father. And the destination is not simply a place, but it is the person. It is the Heavenly Father. It is the Lord God Himself. We come to God Himself. And for all who have faith in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, when you come to Him, you come to God. That's why the Bible says we are now God's children. We belong forever to God's house and home. That's why we can say with the psalmist, I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord forever. You can't have that assurance. You can't have that certainty unless you know that Jesus is the way. He's not a guide. You know, there are a lot of people that would like to tell you he's one of many. Islam is one thing. Buddhism is another. My granddaughter is studying world religions now in school. And Buddhism is one thing and Islam is another. What do all of these religions have to say? Well, they're all guides to God, a God, or to heaven. And the Bible tells us, no, there is not a guide to heaven. There is the way to heaven. And the way is the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to underscore that in your thinking. There is no other way. Christ alone. And that's why when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, He is the one to whom we must point all so that they might hear the truth of the great gospel of God's grace. Not only is He the way to God, but He is the truth. The characteristics of the way to God is summarized in that word truth. The route to the destination, because of blindness and sinfulness and ignorance and unbelief, is obscured by sin. But Jesus is the way, and He says He is also the truth. He is the full and the final revelation of God. God spoke. If you read the book of Hebrews, it said God spoke in the past to our fathers, but now He has spoken in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the full and the final revelation of God. Now, the devil doesn't want us to believe that. The devil is the one who would like to put up a roadblock. The devil is the one who would like us to believe there are other ways to God. But there is no lie in him. He is the truth, and he is the one who gives the full and the final revelation of God. He is the one who is not a force. There's another one that we have in the world today. May the force be with you, you know, all that other stuff. No, God doesn't command us to come to Him through a force. God communicates to us through the full and the final revelation of Christ, His Son, and tells us that He is the truth that reveals the holy and loving God, that reveals that he is a holy God who forgives sinners and the one who saves them by his grace. And there are many representations of that great truth in the scripture and the way in which they mark out the way of salvation. You can go all the way back in the Old Testament and you can read the Old Testament and its truth about God's salvation. Remember the manna from heaven, that which is given by God to his people, but also more particularly focused upon Christ, the water from a rock. He was that water which came from the rock. And then there was the brazen serpent. You remember the story when the Israelites were sinning and God sent the serpents among them. And then they prayed for deliverance. What did God say? Lift up that brass snake, make a brass snake, and all who look at it will live. That was the truth that God had given regarding salvation only in the way in which he appointed it, in the truth that he had revealed. Look at all of the daily sacrifices that occurred over and over and over again. And in fact, if you read through Leviticus in particular, you'll find that those daily sacrifices were immense. There, you know, you could simply say if you read Leviticus, there's blood all over the place. The blood was shed. What did they do? That blood was shed on the altar, and that altar was covered with the blood of the sacrifice, because that was at that time the truth of God's reconciliation and his reconciliation through the revelation of his eternal salvation that all who believed in God's promise would live. The truth of God. And Jesus comes now to the disciples and says, I am the way, the only way. I am the truth, the full and the final revelation of God's truth. And I am the life. He is life. Jesus alone can say, I am life. He has the fullness of life, but not only does he have the fullness of life, but Jesus is the one who imparts life. He gives life to those who are spiritually lifeless. He is the one who comes to the death, to the side where there had been death and Lazarus had died. He stands before the grave and he calls out what? Lazarus, come forth. Remember the old story of the little girl that said, yeah, I'm glad he said Lazarus, because if he hadn't, everybody else would have come out too. Well, I think that's true. Jesus has the power to give life. He gives that power to the lifeless. Who are the lifeless? All who are dead in sin. Ephesians 2 verse 1 says, you were what? Dead in sin. You were in the grave. Lazarus died, dead. And Jesus comes and he says to those who are dead in sin, there is life in him. And there is life because he is the life. And he gives life to those who have no fear of God. He gives life to those who have no love of God. He gives life to those who are apart from God. And he grants that life sovereignly by his great grace. And the Christian cannot perish because Jesus cannot perish. God cannot perish. And the life that Jesus gives is eternal life. He imparts a life that enables us to stand before a holy God and to stand firmly by faith upon the promise of God that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and to know that on that promise, salvation is ours in and through Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved apart from Christ. A virtuous life will not save you. You can be the best person in the church. You can be an officer in the church, a Sunday school teacher in the church. You can do all the things that you want to in the church. You can be the one that gives the most money in the church. It doesn't lead you to the Father. The only way is through Jesus Christ. Your holiness will not save you. Your ability, your works, what you do will not save you. One thing alone will save you, the blood of Jesus Christ, the way, truth, and the life. Not an imaginary Christ. Not a Christ that I hope is going to be there when I die, who might like me because I've done all kinds of good things for people. The Christ who will save sinners as they prefer to be saved. No, that's dead theology, a theology that has no life. The only true theology is the theology of Scripture that focuses upon the words of Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the question that you must ask yourself is, am I following him, the way, the truth, and the life? Can I say, I am a Christian? The only thing that you can do to come to him is to believe in him, receive him by faith. Believe in him alone as the way to God, the truth about God, the life of God. Believe in Jesus, and the promise of the gospel is you will be saved. This is God's gospel, which he declares to us in his word and sacrament. To him be the glory. Amen.